Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And we hope you enjoy our show this week. I want to thank you, first of all, for the listeners who contacted me via text and called me and emailed me about our Father's Day show last week and expressed their gratitude and appreciation. It meant so much to me. So thank you again. I'm just so happy that you listen and that you find meaning in what we're trying to do and to share here. And once again, our contact information is letters2ethan@aol.com. That's our email. And our telephone number is 727-688-5121. You can call that number from anywhere. And if you have a suggestion or an idea for a show, I'm always receptive. I always like to give the listeners back what they want to hear. And as a matter of fact, this show that we're going to do tonight came from the teenager of a hospice patient of mine who remembered me sharing a story with his grandmother before she passed. And our show tonight is about the three questions that hospice chaplains hear most frequently. And those three questions are, what's going to happen when I die? That's the first most common question. The second question that we hear very frequently is there really a heaven? And then the third question is usually comes from the loved ones, the family members, who want to know, what do I need to do to get to heaven? Because they want to make sure that when they die, they're able to see their mother, their father, or whoever again. So those are the three questions that hospice chaplains hear most frequently. And when I was a young, newly ordained in the Buffalo area, I was invited to Roswell Park Hospital in Buffalo, which had a children's cancer unit. And one of the nurses called me up and said, could you come in? She said, we're having a group of teenagers from different hospitals in the area. They had about a half a dozen, and they were between the ages of maybe 12 and 17 who were terminal. They were going to die. And in their particular hospitals, they were asking the nurses and the doctors and their parents and loved ones questions like, you know, what's going to happen when I die? Is there really a heaven? You know, those sorts of things. So they asked me to sit down, and it was so challenging to me because I frankly had never done anything like that before. You learn a lot in the seminary and, you know, you study a lot, but to actually be faced with young people of those ages who would be dying within the next several months was quite a challenge. But I went in and sat down and, you know, met them each individually, talked to them a little bit, and told them about what the topic would be. And of course, they, you know, had all kinds of questions. But before I even got started and really into it more than 5 minutes, there was a 15-year-old girl there. Her name was Lily. And Lily was very precocious, and she raised her hand. She wanted to be, you know, recognized right away. And she said, Chaplain Tom, she said, I think I already know the answer to the question. She said, I think I have a pretty good idea about what's going to happen to me when I die. And all the other children just sat and looked at her, and they were stunned. And I was a bit shocked. I didn't know if she was trying to set me up in terms of, you know, maybe I was going to give the wrong answer or something like that. But she said it again. She said, I believe that I know what's going to happen when I die. So I said, well, Lily, I'm going to give you the floor, and you can explain that to us, and then I'll I'll share with you and the other members of the group here what I think. So when we come back from our first short break, I'm going to give you Lily's answer to what happens in her mind when we die. So I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
As a hospice chaplain, marriage and family therapist, and award-winning author, Tom McQueen's retreats, workshops, keynote addresses, and seminars have inspired and motivated audiences throughout the United States and Canada. For his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters to his grandson, Tom joined actor Tom Hanks and news journalist Diane Sawyer as the recipient of the Angel Award presented by the Excellence in Media Foundation. To schedule Tom for a presentation at your church or business, call 727-688-5121 or email letterstoethan@aol.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen. You're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and this evening our show is focusing on the three questions that hospice chaplains hear most frequently in their travels. And those questions are, what's going to happen when I die? Is there really a heaven? And then from the loved ones and family members of those who are dying, what do I need to do to get to heaven? And I mentioned before we took our break that I had visited Roswell Park Hospital in Buffalo and was asked to conduct a little discussion with about a half a dozen children between the ages of 12 and 17 who were terminal, who were going to die, who had been asking those questions, I should say, to the nurses, physicians, family members in the hospitals where they were patients. And when I broached the subject, one 15-year-old young woman, Lily, raised her hand, and she said that she already knew the answer to what happens to us when we die. And I said to her, well, Lily, why don't you go ahead and explain it to us, and I'll share my thoughts afterwards. And she immediately then took her Bible and said, I would like to share this passage with you from the 11th chapter of John's Gospel, verse 32 to 45. This was it. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, where have you laid him? They said to him, sir, come and see. And Jesus cried. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died? So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, tied hands and feet with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. And that's when Lily stopped her reading and said to me and to the group, I'll bet you don't know what Jesus said next. Well, I didn't want to disappoint her that I knew. So I said, well, Lily, why don't you explain to us what Jesus said next? And she proudly took the Bible and said, so Jesus said to them, untie him, unwrap him, and let him go free. Untie him and wrap him and let him go free. And I asked Lily what those words meant to her and why that was so important to her. And her answer was this. She said, I know when I die that I'm not going to have all these tubes hanging out of me, and I'm not going to have anything to worry about anymore. I'm not going to be sick. I'm not going to be upset about anything. I'm going to be able to be completely free and happy and to enjoy being with God forever. Now, you can write all the books on theology, study all the treatises on what people need to feel about death and dying, and you will never hear an explanation as adequate and as in-depth and as meaningful as the one that Lily gave to our group that day. Because that's exactly what will happen when we die for those who believe in Jesus Christ. We are free. We are freed from the bonds and the difficulties of earth to enjoy life with Him for all eternity. We'll be back after the break. I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. Be right back, my friends.
From author Tom McQueen comes the important and must-read new book, What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven. In What I Learned When I Died, author Tom McQueen shares some of the lessons he learned from that initial encounter in heaven, lessons that were reinforced by the fellow travelers he journeyed with along the road of life. Author Tom McQueen is a retired licensed marriage and family therapist, chaplain, and founder of the American Family Foundation, Incorporated. He has published numerous books and articles, and his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters he wrote to his grandson, was the recipient of the Angel Award from the Excellence in Media Foundation. Author Tom McQueen has appeared on the Lifetime Television Network, the This Is the Day program on Catholic TV, and on many shows and radio programs throughout the United States. What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven, from author Tom McQueen, is available on Amazon and makes a great book for book clubs. Order your copy today.
My friend Tom McQueen has a mission to serve those people described in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Please help him by visiting www.givesendgo.com and search for the Matthew 25 Project. Please make a difference in this world by visiting www.givesendgo.com. Thank you, and many blessings.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Tom McQueen again. You're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And we're talking about that first of three questions that hospice chaplains hear most often. And that question is, what's going to happen when I die? And I shared with you Lily's story when I visited Roswell Park Hospital in Buffalo, New York, many years ago, and the Children's Cancer Center. And, you know, once Lily got started, I don't think I really needed to be there anymore, because there was a 17-year-old young man who was actually in another hospital, and he was a part of the group. They had brought him over, and he also came with a Bible. So he asked me if I would mind if he shared a scripture. And I said, well, of course not. Go right ahead. So he went to John 14, verses 1 to 6. And this is what he shared. You know, it's amazing when we hear that, when we remember the words of Jesus, that unless you become like a child, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. And to hear the wisdom of these young people who were dying, and their thoughts and feelings about end of life was just one of the most amazing things that I've ever heard in my ministry. But these were the words he wanted to share with the group from the Gospel of St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. where I am going, you know the way. And Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And the young man's point was that as long as we follow that path of believing and living the reality that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, we will undoubtedly be on a path home to Him. And once again, from a 15 and a 17-year-old who were dying, the wisdom was just almost overwhelming for me personally. So let us close our show today with a prayer for those who are losing or who have lost loved ones recently, and keep them in our thoughts as we continue our week. Father of mercies and God of all consolation, you pursue us with untiring love and dispel the shadow of death with the bright dawn of life. Comfort those who have lost loved ones recently and who will lose them in the coming days, weeks, and months. Be their refuge and their strength, O Lord, and lift them from the depths of grief into the peace and light of your presence. Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by dying has destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Enable us, therefore, to press on toward him, so that after our earthly course is run, he may reunite us with those we love, when every tear will be wiped away. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So for Lily and Matthew and those children who have died, and for anyone in your family who has died, they will always be in my prayers. We'll see you next week, my friends, on another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you and have a great week.